Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
I'm excited for you to meet my guest today on the Soar to Success podcast. David Sandercott is a meditation teacher, spiritual business coach, speaker, and author. And in this interview, he's going to share, among other things, his five-step process for making 2020 your best year ever. Welcome to the podcast, David.
Well, thank you for having me here, Pat. I'm really happy.
I'm so excited for our people to learn about you and everything that you have to offer. So let's go ahead and get started. Why don't you tell our audience what it is that you do, and then kind of more importantly, why you do it, how it's fulfilling for you?
Yeah, that's a great question, Pat. And I'll be honest, it's something I often have trouble with because people often reach out to me and they say, I don't know why I'm reaching out to you, but I feel like you can help me. And honestly, that's how I started as my coaching and healing, etc. What I do is help people find happiness and peace. You know, people are always looking for love, peace, and freedom outside of themselves, and I help them find it within themselves. Where it is, they're looking in the wrong place. That's why they're not finding it.
So I think there's a song about that, right?
Yes.
And so how do you do it? How do you do that for them?
Well, you know, my main tools are meditation, sort of the technique of letting go, journaling. You know, you have to constantly be reprogramming your mind, you know. So, you know, mindset mastery with meditation and contemplation, journaling. These are my core tools, you know.
Yeah.
The main three, meditation, letting go, contemplation, journaling.
Yeah.
So letting go seems like sort of a hard concept to grasp because it sounds really easy to say to let go.
And you're right, it is. People have said that to me for years, you know. Excuse my language, I'll say excuse me, but you got to let that shit go. But nobody's going to tell you how to let it go, you know.
Yeah.
And so what I could have said is that, you know, my other tool is feeling feelings. You know, there's nothing you have to do, nowhere you have to go. No, you don't have to change yourself. You're perfect the way you are. But and there are feelings to feel. You know, there is fear to move through. And what we're afraid of is fear of feeling.
Yeah, that's so true.
And so it's like often people will come to me and say, well, I think I've been stuffing my feelings down for a decade or more. And I can't feel, I can't open my heart, I can't, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like your sort of success, right? That's your sort of success podcast. And sort of, so what I'm launching in March of 2020, I've been working for myself since I was 12 years old, and my best niche, my well-rounded niche, was cutting lawns in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And that's when I was 12, and I really haven't had a niche since.
It was a geographic niche, huh?
Well, you know, it was the niche, my neighbors, you know.
Yeah,
I was going to cut their lawns. They had lawns. I was going to cut them.
Yeah.
But so what's being launched is finally – And I decided to go general with my niche, like sort of success. I'm Life Without Limits. I have the Life Without Limits live event, the Life Without Limits mastermind, the Life Without Limits course, etc. So, you know, it's not that I'm up there saying I don't have limits. I've yet to transcend all my limits. I'm there to learn, grow, and evolve with my students, clients, and whatnot. And that being said, if I look back at what I was doing 10 years ago, which most of society and my family and even my friends would have said, well, I might not do that. Why are you doing that? Don't do that. Stop doing that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, maybe direct sales and a get-rich-quick business really wasn't the best, but it's what gave me everything I have today. It's like I look back at what I was doing over 10 years ago, and I've created the life. I mean, I don't have a yacht, and I'm not in Thailand, but I have my mornings. I have my time. I work in a month, but most people work in a week.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy, you know, I don't know if I'm working or not working.
Yeah.
And so that's what I want to help people really do on a bigger scale of things. It's happiness and peace, but it's your life without limits. We all, at some point, we like die inside. You know, Ben Franklin says, most men die at 25, but walk around for 50 years. And I think because we stop following our dreams or our inspirations. And, you know, I mean, I don't have to say it, right? The rat race, the this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
People are clearly fed up with it. But there is an overwhelming victim mentality in our society. And that, I mean, that's what you got to let go of. Stop blaming people that are successful. Start being successful.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And so maybe I'm still answering what I do, and it's really helping people take full responsibility for their lives and every single circumstance or thing that's happened to them in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can kind of move on to how do we let go of that? Well, again, it's feelings. It's like, like my personal technique with it. And there's sort of varying ways to get there. Okay. So, you know, I think goals, you know, I you know, obviously everybody that works with me is going to have goals, right? Now you'd be surprised how many working coaches out there don't even have goals or like use planners or plan their day, their week, their month, their year. I mean, let's say your goal is you're listening to this podcast and your goal is to make $5,000 a month, or maybe it's to make $10,000 a month. Double that number right now and maybe even triple it, you know, maybe triple it, you know, like if your goal is 5,000 a month, take it to 15,000, make that your goal.
Okay.
Now you're going to say, well, that'd be great. That's people's first reaction. You're like, oh, that feels great. But be honest with yourself. You know, are you really in integrity? Do you really believe that you can earn that number? And generally there's a feeling like butterflies in your stomach, or it's in your tightness in your chest, or you can't even speak it out of your throat. And it could be anywhere in your body. I'm just kind of going over the most common. You know what I'm talking about, though?
Absolutely, yeah.
That the key to success is neutralizing that feeling.
Yeah.
It's feeling that feeling till it's gone. So if you think of that feeling, this is the analogy I like to use, right? So the technique of letting go is so we do things to trigger ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So just saying that would bring up the feeling.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yes. Like whenever someone makes you frustrated or gets you mad, I always tell my clients to go, yes, fist pump. Yes. Yeah. Because they're giving you a chance to feel a feeling. They brought something up. And if you can let it go, you don't ever have to deal with it again.
Yeah.
And so it's that single pointed focus on that feeling without judging it, without labeling it, without bringing guilt or shame to it, but just feeling it. And then you think of that. You know, I've sort of evolved my analogy, but in high school you had the, you know, the kerosene burners, those lamps.
Yeah. Science.
Right. And so think of that as the analogy, and then we're going to light the divine flame. You know, if you're feeling it, you're burning the divine flame. Mm-hmm. And that's burning up the oil. And the only variable is we don't know how much oil is in the burner. We know that if we keep feeling it, eventually we're going to burn the oil out. And it could happen literally like that. It could take several years. And just to add a little addendum on that, you know, it's 5,000 a month, 15,000 a month, or something better.
Yeah.
And it's that or something better that is allows you to bring a sense of peace to it. You don't need to know what it is. It's not even up to you. You just need to do your best.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to whatever that is, you know, to do your work like you're doing it for the divine or whatever, for a purpose greater than yourself.
Yeah.
Results really aren't you to worry about. You know, the results, you really want to let go of results. I know that sounds...
there goes let go again.
Yeah, right. In the coaching world, everybody's hiring a coach to get better results. To let go of results. You know, and it seems like a paradox.
Let go of being attached to what the results are.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you, Pat. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you'll never outperform your self-image. Right? That, you know, that Get Rich Quick company that I mentioned, my mentor probably said that to me 1,000 times. And I'll tell you, it is part of me now. I know what it means. It's not just a program. It's not just something I say. If I want to change a circumstance in my life, the first place I go is to the workshop of my mind. How do I see myself? What? Because I'm creating my reality, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I always have to look to, you know, say, I know that whatever's happening out there, I'm creating in here.
Yeah.
And so it's often just how you see yourself. And if you see yourself as lack of belief, not worthy, all of those things, yes, you're not going to be able to sell your product.
That's right.
Because people are buying you, not your product, right?
Yeah. That's exactly right. So let's talk a little bit more about how you think people can set themselves up for success in 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not big on New Year's resolutions, right? It just happens to be a great time of year to reflect on the past year and set goals for the new year. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've never made a plan for the year ahead, just doing that right there is going to set yourself up for more success than you ever had in your life. Okay?
Do you agree?
A written plan. Thank you. Yes, it doesn't count if it's in your head. Thank you for pointing that out. A written plan. And it's like, I tell this story a lot, so I might as well start with this when I talk about plans. Because especially in the spiritual world, right?
Okay.
People are always like, but I just want to see what'll happen. I don't want to shut myself out from something else. Or, you know, I don't want to make a decision is what I hear, you know? And so it's like the goals and stuff. It's like I said, it's that or something better. And on a higher level of consciousness, forget your goals. They're not important. And you have to have them, okay? And you have to have a plan. And the thing about the plan is, so my first professional job was working in the movie business as a stand-in. So I'm short, right? I was the world's shortest high fashion model, right? I got to be in Vogue magazine because I was short, but I also got to work on sitcoms and stand in for kids. So what a stand-in does is a stand-in is there for lighting. But on sitcoms, kids have to be in school, so they do need an actor to run the lines because it's kind of like a play rehearsal and go through everything with the actors. So I got to act with, like, Stacey Keach and Christopher Titus. I got these amazing acting experiences. But anyways, Bill was the first AD. And the AD is the guy on the set that if anything happens, that's who the director is going to yell at. He's responsible for everything. And his main job was to make this meticulous plan of how to spend the next 12 hours. Every day he had to make this to the minute. I mean, it had to be to the minute. And at the beginning of the day, 98% of the time, you threw the plan out the window. But he still made the plan. You gotta have the plan. You have contingencies, this, that, right?
Yeah.
So that's the story I like to tell to people when they don't like to make a plan. I mean, this is how they make major movie, $100 million budget films, is meticulous plans that they throw in the garbage every time.
Okay, so you are advocating that people make their plan for 2020, and then how...
Well, hold on. So I did jump a step. First, we got to know where we're going, right?
Yeah.
First, we got to know what are your goals. So just simply break down. What do you want to accomplish in your personal life? What do you want to accomplish in your spiritual life? What do you want to accomplish in your
business, personal life?
Yeah, professional, personal, spiritual. That's a real good way to start. And just break it down and just think, you know, if you had a realistic magic wand, what would you create over the next 12 months? Mm-hmm. And then let's say it is to like triple your income or double your income. Okay, what's the plan to do that? Mm-hmm. And I mean, so one of my good friends who has two successful franchises now, you know, he told me one of the things that he thinks slows business owners down the most is creating a business plan. Mm-hmm. Like you don't need it. Mm-hmm. And now what he meant by that was you don't need this big thing. It can be chicken scratch on paper. It can be 3 steps. It can be 10 steps. But you got to have a plan. Like, I mean, my basic business plan is very simple. It was like people hear about me, they have a conversation with me, and they hire me to be their coach. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't go really much beyond that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's to make some sort of plan. You know, I have different ways in which I help people do that. I really can't go into, but simply, if you're going to triple your income, well then, and maybe you're in real estate. So maybe you're going to triple your outgoing phone calls or triple your marketing. The details you have to get into on your own. We can't quite.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So it's like, okay. Right. So now we make a plan, and we, a year plan, quarterly goals, monthly goals, weekly goals, broken down to the daily actions. What are your five habits of success that you're going to need to do every day, or most of them every day, to get to where you want to go at the end of the year? Because it's the little things that add up to the big prize.
Yeah,
right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been talking to a lot of people lately about morning routines.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think morning routines have to be the same thing for every person, but what do you think is the best way for someone, especially a busy person who's got maybe kids they have to deal with too, on top of their business that they're running? What's the best way for them to start their day so that they know those five daily actions? How do you think they should keep those in their forefront of their mind?
Well, I think the best way to start your day starts before you go to bed by planning your day.
Okay, yeah.
By knowing what you're going to do that day before you go to bed. Yeah. That's the first step, because then you don't have to think about it. You can just look at it if it comes down to that.
Yes.
So, you know, this is a real big thing right now, the morning routine. I was just at an event where somebody very proudly displayed their morning routine on the slideshow, you know, and it was from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., broken down into 15-minute increments, doing about 10 different tasks, okay?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, that's probably not what you're going to get from me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you my morning routine. I will give you a sense of it, but I want to tell you the two most helpful things that ever helped me with my morning, okay? And it was first one, I was probably in my early 20s or even teens, and it was Jerry Maguire, the movie, and it was just one little short scene where Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise, is talking about his agent, and his agent's like, you gotta wake up, clap your hands every morning, thank God you're alive, and get busy. I don't know if that's exactly what it was, but every morning I woke up, and I clapped my hands, and I thanked God for being alive, and I looked forward to the day.
Yeah, okay.
So that right there is probably one of the best pieces of advice I ever got, and it was from a motion picture.
Yes. You know,
I do love movies.
Yeah, so that's like boosting your energy.
It's your choice, man. You get to choose how you feel, and whatever's currently happening is most likely going to continue to happen.
Yeah.
So if you start off upbeat and positive, it's most likely to keep going.
Yeah. And what's your second thing?
Well, it's real similar. And it's get out of bed. Don't lay in bed. Don't lay in bed. Don't snooze. Don't lay in bed. Just get up. Get out of bed. Get out of bed. Because that's, again, you're starting it off right. You're not procrastinating. You're not sure. You're not questioning what to do. You just get out of bed.
Yeah. And then make it.
And then make it. I will agree with that. That I've read that so many times. And there's magic to making your bed.
Yeah. So what about meditation? When should people fit meditation in their life? And how should that work?
Yeah. So let me get a little bit more. How I've used those things to really create a morning routine. So again, going back 10, 15 years ago, what were my goals? What was I writing down? I want to have slow, enjoyable mornings that are all about me and my self-care. Mm-hmm. So I come first, right? And this is hard for business owners, but it's like when I scheduled yoga before clients, I started making more money.
Mm-hmm.
When I get massages every week, I make more money to pay for those massages. Maybe that's why. I don't know. To me, that when I put myself before my business, I run my business around my life.
Yeah.
Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And it started by, 10 years ago by making a decision to do that. So that's the first thing, right? And then it's like, so my mornings, the first thing I do is I get up and I meditate for an hour or two, depending on the day. Mm-hmm. And that's how I start my day. And after that, it's usually, you see, it's not just simple to tell you my routine. It's not helpful. It's like there's a golden hour in your life.
Yes.
Golden hours, you know? Some people, honestly, it's midnight. It's 2 in the morning. I'm not going to tell you got to get up at 5 a.m. You know your body. You do what works for you. But find your golden hours.
Yeah.
And this kind of goes back to making it the best year of your life. I told you those five things, but what are your five top priorities? You know, you can just do that and do those first. You know, Brian Tracy's got that eat the frogs in the morning. What do you do if you have a big ugly frog to eat? First thing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's what I can tell you. You do the most important things first. So for me, it's meditation. That comes first. And then what comes first now is my work. Whatever creative work, whatever thing I have to do that takes a lot of mental brain power. Mm-hmm. And then by noon, I'm done with my day. I go to the gym. And my afternoons, I see clients or do errands or whatever, you know, non-creative work.
You think that meditation is becoming more mainstream within corporations?
Yes. I mean, to the point where conservative financial institutions in the East Coast over 100 years old have Monday meditations.
Yeah.
You know? Yes, absolutely. I mean, Timothy Ferris came out with a book, I think maybe the Titans of Industry, something like that. He interviewed 140 people. Mm-hmm. And the most common denominator that they had, about 90% of the people, it was the most, was a meditation and mindfulness practice.
Yeah.
Over 90% people. So it was top of their fields, like a surfer, a chef, a tech CEO, so all different kinds of people. They meditated and practiced mindfulness. Yeah. And so, yes, absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm kind of excited. Again, 20 years ago, when I was meditating, I literally like hid from my mom because she thought I was weird. You know, she caught me meditating one day and yelled at me. Silly, but it wasn't a thing, you know, in the late 90s in Michigan and Grosse Pointe.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so now that meditation's growing and growing, it's really, I mean, it's just great. It's, you know, there's a plus side and a downside. I don't want to go on the downside. I didn't mean that. But it's being corporatized too. It's being, you know, I always tell people, like, what kind of meditation do you practice? Or, you know, they ask me for advice. And it's generally like, if it's something meditation, it's not really meditation. Does that make sense? If there's a prefix in front of it, like labeling it or branding it, then it's probably not really meditation. You know, people like breath work. I mean, I'm just going to give you guys some spiritual advice here. I'm trying to be into, but it's like your best practices are the oldest. They're written down. Why do you need to know what some channeled person said, what some alien said? You know, if Jesus, Buddha, or Krishna didn't teach it, it's probably not that important. You know, you don't need to know it. The breathing exercises is the number one thing I see. I just went and looked at like over half a dozen retreat centers, and everybody's got the breath work. And I know in like yoga, they have pranayama, but it's not, you don't read the Vedas, read the Gita, the Bhagavad Gita. No one is doing funny breathing. What that is doing is actually, you're avoiding yourself. Again, remember we talked about feelings. The hardest thing to do is sit there and be with yourself.
Yeah.
That's the work. Just sit there and be with yourself. The breathing is actually taking you away from being with yourself and inducing an altered state of consciousness. You're not connecting with the source within you. That's what you want to do. Is just, it's all in you. Yes, you kind of have to have a teacher. You have to have someone help you, but it all lies within you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's really good advice. Tell us about what you offer for your students.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a really exciting thing in January that started, January 4th, called Discover Your Power. And it's actually going to be the last time that I do this course. It's kind of going to merge into the Life Without Limits brand, but it's the last time that it's going to be 12 weeks long. Now, a lot of people, that might scare them, but it's really an opportunity for you to discover your power. What do I mean by power? Well, I mean love. I mean, you know, to love yourself. You can't get anything done in this world unless you love yourself. So it's coming to know that you're that power, that you're that love, and then and you can have the life you want. You can be happy, you can be peaceful, and you can be free.
Okay, is that online or is that?
Yeah, it's a virtual course that I teach live. So we connect every Saturday live for about 90 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's an introspective, intense course as well, meaning that it's not me speaking at you. It's you answering questions and having self-discovery for yourself.
Yeah. And then what about Life Without Limits? So explain about that program. Yeah.
So Life Without Limits is just going to be my coaching. That's just going to be my coaching from now on. But so I also offer a Life Without Limits mastermind. So, you know, we meet 3 times a month for 90 minutes and everybody's working on literally creating the life without limits. You know, so we're big on goals. I'm real big on helping. Now I don't have to like help people set their goals anymore. They've developed the habit. I don't have to tell them anymore, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's like, what's your goals for the month? You know, the first of the month is kind of like, what are we going to do? What are we going to accomplish? You know, what do we want to work on? And then we might work on a second call might be, the second week might be feeling your feelings, because mm-hmm. I take people through a process. You know, I was taught it. It was called the peace process from one person, but there's also Dr. Hawkins Learn to Let Go. I've integrated my own styles of stuff as well. And it's really just feeling feelings. And then I do energy work as well over mm-hmm. the phone that it really helps neutralize that feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, it's life without limits, and it's very body, mind, spirit. You know, I'm very holistic in my approach. And so I like having guests, experts on, or people that are just maybe more knowledgeable than me than like on finances. Like I get by, but it's not my thing by any means, you know?
Yeah.
You hire people. So anyway, like that's this month. There's a finance person really helping people make the numbers make a story, make the numbers make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I have another health and wellness coach that's a regular guest that comes on and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I mean, I think that gives you an idea, right?
Yeah, right, yes. And then you do retreats also?
Yeah, and then, you know, I do offer one-on-one coaching. You know, that's the best if you're willing to make that big of commitment, all those other things, it almost becomes like a school. Like, you know, I have a mm-hmm. student, I see her 4 times, or I talk to her or see her 4 times a week, you know, because she takes advantage of it all.
Yeah.
And then I have retreats and events. So the Life Without Limits event, you know, that's a 2-day event at a conference center for 9 or 10 hours a day, you know, where you're really going to create, you know, you're going to get the 12-week program crunched in 2 days, you know?
Yeah.
And then the meditation event, the retreats are different than that, right? There's sort of professional development, and then there's sort of the spiritual development aspect. Mm. And there's no better way to learn, grow, and evolve quickly. There's no better way to make major shifts and breakthroughs than retreats. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be a spiritual retreat. It's just getting you out of your life, getting out of your comfort zone, you know, getting you the healthiest food we can get you. Mm-hmm. And really just sitting and being with yourself for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
They've changed my life so much. And to be honest with you, this October was the first one I held. I had 17 people register. I had 15 guests show up. Wow. It was out of this world. And they're still talking about it. You know, mm-hmm. it's months ago and they're still talking about it. And it's like, I just feel so grateful and honored to get the, you know, to be called and to be guided to do these things. And mm-hmm. well, let me just wrap up making the best year of your life.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, we started with, you gotta have, know your self-image and know your vision for your life, right? Because you cannot outperform your self-image, and you got to know where you're going if you're going to get there.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a plan, and we're going to work that plan. Because if you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to improve ourselves. We're going to identify one area of our life that if we were to improve would most drastically increase our ease towards success. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. A lot of people, for me, I say meditate. Make that your thing. If it's not that, if it's sales coaching, make a plan on how to get good at sales, you know? Fourth. It's just real quick, optimize your environment. Just, you know, optimize your physical environment. The best way to do that is to surround yourself with beauty. Have an orchid on your desk or something, you know, but optimize your environment. Optimize your social environment, meaning you're going to be the people you hang out with. So choose 5 people that you want to have their qualities and get around them and spend time with them. It's the quickest way to change your situation is change your center of influence.
Yeah.
And then the third is your mindset, right? You're optimizing your mind and what's in your mind. which sort of takes us into the fifth step, which is simply meditation and mindfulness. If you don't, we're going to master your mindset. 92% of success is mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's feeling those feelings. It's being clear. It's being able to walk right through your fear and have the faith and belief in yourself that it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's where most of the work is going to be, and that's on you. You know, the person listening to this is to do that work, is to do whatever you need to do to have – to master that mindset so your mind's not in control. And what I mean by that, this is something that happens to me all the time. People get stuck in this loop, this negative loop. It goes around in their head all day, every day, right? You know, right. This loop. So you're never going to be happy, successful, and free with that loop. Mm-hmm. You are in charge of your mind. You tell it what to think. You know, yeah. At all costs, this is the task to master that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you do these five things, you know, I'm pretty certain, you know, you're going to have increased success.
Yes, so list the five things, just list them so yeah. that I have them.
Sure. Crystal clear on your vision for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Make a plan, work the plan. Prove yourself. Optimize your environment. Yeah. Master your mindset with meditation and mindfulness.
Love it. That's really great. Great advice. Okay, good. So tell us what you like to do for fun.
That's a hard question. I mean, you know, last year, my favorite thing in the world to do was like on a Saturday where I didn't have to do anything is I worked up to over 10 hours of meditation in the day. Mm-hmm. Like that was like, I always did that. And now this year, it really hasn't been about that. So what I do for fun is I really like animals. You know, I took a picture with chicken. I love hanging out with the chickens and the ducks, the birds. There's a pig farm in the neighborhood. And I go, I'm like, these pigs are so lucky. I'll go and spend $15 at the grocery store. Go feed the pigs, the corn and carrots and beets. And, you know, and it's like, I really like being with animals and stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I think that's one of the things that I do for fun.
Okay, good.
I also, because you brought up golf, so I have really bad tennis and golf elbow from massage, from whatever, and so I really cannot enjoy those sports anymore. That's always been what I did for fun, with some sort of sport, you know, and I injured myself. But there's this game, it's called Golf Clash.
What is that?
And it's on my phone, you know, it's like a golf game that I play.
Oh.
And I mean, I gotta tell you, I spent like $1,500 on it this year. You know, because it's like you got to upgrade to get better clubs, and then it gets really competitive. It gets really competitive at the top level.
Oh my gosh!
And I love golf. I love playing it, and so it's like that is one of the things that I do for fun. And I have a rule. So it was like I noticed like when I was first playing, and I would be getting upset because I'd lose. And they have buttons where you can chat with each other, and one of them is good game. And so after every game, no matter what, no matter how mad I might be because I lost, no, I have to say good game. And every time I do, I feel better. It all goes away. It's like I let go of it, you know? And so it's actually, I'm using it to train my behavior, you know? Yeah. And I'm actually using good game as a cue now.
Yeah.
You know, good game, good in my world or in my life for my head, you know?
Yeah.
To let it go.
I'll have to do that the next time out on the real golf course. You know, golf, the real golf is actually a very good way to train your brain.
Yeah. No.
It does take a lot of mindset training to
absolutely
keep yourself from getting frustrated.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why surgeons play golf. I mean, I remember when I first started doing body work, and I was like, are you an athlete? What do? You're so, you know, he's like, well, I golf. And it's like, but he was a surgeon. That's what it was, you know, why he was able to be so calm and cool and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So I understand that you have some free offerings for people who are listening to the podcast. Will you go ahead and explain those?
Yes, Pat, I'd love to offer your guests a Discover Your Power coaching session in which I will help them get crystal clear on the self-image they have as well as their vision for the year they want to create ahead. And I'm going to help them uncover the hidden blocks that are slowing them down, getting in the way, and stopping them from achieving the results they want in their life. I've charged up to $200 for this session before. I just want your guests to have it totally free they can just go to schedulewithdavid.com and schedule it right there.
Okay, excellent. And was there something about meditation also, or your Facebook group?
Oh yeah, I'd love to invite you all to Meditation Mastermind Group. I believe it's a private group, but you can just Google, you know, you can search Meditation Mastermind.
On Facebook.
Or maybe Pat, I can send you a link. I don't know if we can do that or not.
Yeah.
You just ask to join. There's over 50 guided meditations. And if you'd like, I'll offer you, you know, once you join, I'll offer you a 30-day free period to join the meditations live.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. That's really generous of you. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So how can people reach you?
Schedulewithdavid.com. And that's just my scheduling website. It will take you to my other website as well.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So one thing that I always ask everybody who's on my podcast is, what are three traits that you think are really important for people to have in order to soar to success? So can you name three?
Yeah, absolutely. Three traits that people need to soar to success. Persistence, hands down. You can never fail if you don't give up. Just keep getting up. Persistence. You know, it's called a lot of things, really popular being like emotional intelligence is something that's referred to now. But that ability to stay cool, calm, and collective and under any and all situations.
Yeah.
Better to the degree than I'm doing right now, even, you know? But really, it's that ability not to ever lose your temper, not to show your anger or frustration, but to stay, be cool. It's like there's a movie, Be Cool.
Be Cool.
Be cool. And the other trait is that successful people, leaders, they know where they're going. They have a destination. They have goals. They know where they're going. Mm-hmm. If you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there.
Yeah. Excellent. Great. Well, thank you so much for being with me on the Soar to Success podcast. It was very enjoyable for me to talk with you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Pat. I also really, really, really enjoyed myself.
Great.
Great energies.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.